They can be investigated factually. Motive is subjective. It may be something that can be observed by others. Revenge for a known humiliation, for instance. But it may also be completely unobservable. An irrational, homicidal hate on the part of a well-disciplined person who never lets it show. Now, almost all of you have told me at one time or another that you believed Gladia Del Mar to have committed the crime. Certainly no one has suggested an alternate suspect. Has Gladia a motive? Dr. Liebig suggested one. He said that Gladia quarreled frequently with her husband, and Gladia later admitted this to me. The rage that can arise out of a quarrel can, conceivably, move a person to murder. Very well. The question remains, though, whether she is the only one with a motive. I wonder. Dr. Liebig himself, the roboticist, almost jumped. His hand extended rigidly in the direction of Bailey.
Watch what you say, Earthman.
I am only theorizing, said Bailey coldly. You, Dr. Liebig, were working with Dr. Del Mar on new robot models. You are the best man in Solaria as far as robotics is concerned. You say so, and I believe it. Liebig smiled with open condescension. Bailey went on, But I have heard that Dr. Del Mar was about to break off relations with you for matters concerning yourself of which he disapproved.
False. False.
Perhaps. But what if it were true? Wouldn't you have a motive to get rid of him before he humiliated you publicly by breaking with you? I have a feeling you could not easily bear such humiliation. Bailey went on rapidly to give Liebig no chance to retort. And you, Mrs. Cantoro, Dr. Delmar's death leaves you in charge of fetal engineering, a responsible position.
Skies above, we talked about that before,
cried Clarissa in anguish.
I know we did, but it's a point that must be considered anyway. As for Dr. Quimmott, he played chess with Dr. Del Mar regularly. Perhaps he grew annoyed at losing too many games.
The sociologist interposed quietly.
Losing a chess game is insufficient motive, surely, plainclothesman.
It depends on how seriously you take your chess. Motives can seem all the world to the murderer and completely insignificant to everyone else. Well, it doesn't matter. My point is that motive alone is insufficient. Anyone can have a motive, particularly for the murder of a man such as Dr. Del Mar.
What do you mean by that remark?
Demanded Quimmott in indignation.
Why, only that Dr. Del Mar was a good Solarian. You all described him as such. He rigidly fulfilled all the requirements of Solarian custom. He was an ideal man, almost an abstraction.